My full name is Hilda Pang Phu. Pang is used as my middle name here in this country, but it actually is my maiden name because I'm from Hong Kong, and in Hong Kong, people speak Cantonese. So my Chinese name is Pang Yun Xin. I did go to University of Hong Kong, so I'm a true product of Hong Kong, born, raised, went to school, even completed college. When I was a teenager, right before I went into University of Hong Kong, a year before, I met my current husband. He went to a school in the United States, and he came right after that. He was ready for college. I was not. I still had to go through one more year of high school. So I stayed in Hong Kong. I went through that year of high school, studied really hard, and got into University of Hong Kong. I was very lucky. So we were actually separated, and we wrote the letters every day to each other because at that time, phone calls, international calls were very expensive. And we saw each other every summer because he would have come back to Hong Kong to see me and his family. After university was over, he asked me to marry him. And the only way to do that is for me to come over to this country. So I came here in 1974. I didn't first come to Pittsburgh, though. I went to New England to a girls' school there called Mount Holyoke College. While he was studying at a nearby Dartmouth College that is 2 hours' drive away from Mount Holyoke College. So we were still kind of separated physically, but on the weekends we saw one another. I spent 1 year in Massachusetts in Mount Holyoke College. Then I came to Pittsburgh, which I found to be an extremely down-to-earth place. I love it. We started making all these friends. When I started having children, our neighbor invited us to spend Thanksgiving with them every year. And that was really, really nice. I felt that they were really taking us in. And now we're trying to do that with other people who have come to the United States later. So we become the welcoming host to them. I feel that people who come here always give new perspectives and they bring in new ideas to this country, and immigrants are what make this country strong. One of the things I really like is the democracy here. It's really cool to be able to vote and have a voice. Another thing, there is a tremendous freedom of speech that culturally is very different from the culture in Hong Kong, which is predominantly Chinese. We grew up having to mind our manners so much that we have to watch our words, what we say to our parents. We couldn't talk to our parents the way you or the children here can really talk to your parents, and you may not feel comfortable sharing the difference of your opinions with your parents growing up. So I do like the fact that you could have genuine sharing of difference of ideas here, especially in the academic world, meaning in the classrooms. Don't take that for granted. It's really, really a very precious thing. You don't necessarily get the same kind of permission to be so free in what you say in other cultures. Living in a different culture, having had the experience of being a minority, is an experience that everyone should have. If you've never been in the minority, create a situation to put yourself in that situation so you know how being a minority feels like. It is a lesson that I have learned later on, and somebody concurred with that philosophy or observation, and that is a diplomat that works in Washington, D.C. He actually told a group of young people, if you have never been in the situation where you find yourself being in a minority of something, either a belief, an idea, or a cultural background, create a situation where you are. Then you know how it feels. You learn to adapt as a minority. Be flexible. Sometimes let the path take you to the place you're supposed to go to. Have a general goal and always do the right thing at the right time. At every moment, look inside of yourself and have confidence in your own judgment, because your intuition always serves you right.